News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:05 in the morning, January the 30th, last working day of January. And this, of course, you're working tomorrow night, as some of us are. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel. Angel's right here already. Good morning, Elton. Got your haircut?
Yeah, good morning.
And good morning, Savannah. Savannah, hop on one of these microphones because, you know, we have our intern here, but we always have our producers here watching.
I'm still here.
Good morning. I'm still here. And look, you know what? Here, you know, Savannah shows up in her really cool-looking coat and her ski pass still attached.
I know.
Were you skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding. Well, actually, I did both.
Did both. Yeah. You know what? Tough. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Well, that was over Christmas when I went to the Black
Hills. Oh, so you still have it on so you can...
It's cool.
The positive thinking. It's cool. You know, yeah. You know what? I was telling her, when I was back in high school, the kids would come back after, you know, living up Washington State. They'd be up skiing in Snoqualmie and all these places. They'd come back on Monday mornings. They'd have these big, you know, they'd have where their goggles were would be white. But their faces would be bright red, and they all had their ski pass. On their coats when they come in the morning. And I said, you know, it's really cool. You know, not to us non-skiers, but, you know.
Same here. When I grew up in Sacramento, I mean, you know, Squaw Valley and Sugar Bowl were right there. And there were some. There were definitely some ski bums.
Oh, yeah.
I mean they lived their life. Well, good morning.
Good morning there,
sweetheart. You didn't say hi, Linda.
Well, hi, Linda, because
I know
you,
I came
you,
in a
you
little late.
Coming and you came rolling in as
I came, rolling
I came
in.
On the air.
I heard, did it, did it, did it, did it. I was like, ah.
So what's
charge.
Going on? What's going on today?
Gosh, lots of things. Of course, we have our pet of the week coming in a minute that's here. Beautiful dog. But anyway, I wanted to go with the weather first. 55. What a beautiful morning. Driving in, it was just that one of the, you know, that kind of that clear feeling air. We have a sunny day with our temperatures reaching around 73 today. Our lows are 46. Time for that, you know, open the windows at night. Love that. Saturday sunny was 76. And Sunday is partly sunny with 71. Super Bowl Sunday, 71. Slight chance of rain that night with temperatures around 43. Still good barbecue weather. Oh, my God. Who are you cheering for? Because, you know, that's the big question of the week.
Brady.
Okay, Patriots.
But, I really like Russell Wilson. And, I mean, as quarterback for the Seahawks, this young man is, I mean, he's been in the league, what, 3 years? He's got two Super Bowls he's going for. Not only that, but he's, you know, he gives to his community. He reaches out. I mean, and you know, it seems like there's a lot of humility. And, frankly, somebody that was crying at the end of the game, when they came back and beat, Green Bay.
Mm, you know, that was a game and a half.
That was humility and a kid that doesn't quit. Mm, not only that,
tenacious.
You know, not only that, he gets. You know, they try to find things to smack him with, and you know, like he's not. You know, that stupid article about, oh, he's not black enough, because, and you know, and everybody just immediately turned on the reporter who did that. So where did you get that? And then, of course, there's this Lynch guy, the runner,
yeah,
who refuses to talk except saying, I'm here because they said they would find me 24. If I wasn't here. Yeah, and the runner. So, you know, that's cool. But
so every time we talk about
Brady, Tom Brady and his receivers and all this, I mean, this guy is his sixth Super Bowl. If he wins this one, he will have won four Super Bowls out of six. I mean, they're somewhere in there. I mean, you know, nobody will ever forget Joe Montana. But
nobody will ever forget
Tom
Joe
Brady,
Montana.
You know what? And Deflategate. You know, frankly, I think it's a non
Deflategate.
Yeah,
Well, I'm just curious. You know, that's the question today.
Who, what about you? Who are you for?
Well, you know, I for no other reason except for that I love that last game that they played with Green Bay, and to watch this, just this turn of events, and just the tenacity
they never stop playing
of Seattle. So I think if Seattle won this game, it would just be amazing. I don't know. I like to watch a good game.
I think it's going to be a great game. But, you know, the weather's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. All right, let's go to our pet of the week. Oh, my gosh, what a good baby dog.
Spencer.
Good morning.
Well, let's get Spencer on. Yeah.
Have turned up. He's turned on. Well, he just needs to be turned up.
What are you doing,
here,
Spence?
Let's turn you on a little bit better here, Spence.
I'm doing great.
Look, what's all this long hair you got, Spence?
My wife's been slacking.
Is your wife cut your hair?
Yes, she does.
Well, I mean, she does a good job. But, you know, now you have got a pity that's laying here looking cute.
Yes, I brought an ambassador of the breed today. Today I brought with me Lola. And Lola is a 4-year-old pit bull mix.
Right, go ahead, Lola's. Lola. Lola pit bull mix.
Yes, she is a 4-year-old pit bull mix.
She knows her name.
Is that her real name?
That is her name. We gave her that name, but unfortunately she's been at our shelter since the beginning of December.
Okay.
So she's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Lola is she's a great dog all the way around. She knows all of her basic commands. She knows sit, stay, down. She walks perfect on a leash. And we have her rated for a home with kids, 8 and older, just because of her size.
She's 50 pounds?
She's probably closer to 60 or 70.
Yeah, yes,
very muscular.
Muscular, good, well-tempered.
Gray and white, just laying here right
white
now.
White paws.
Came up to me, licked my hand, and wagged her tail. I mean, this is really a nice dog.
She really is. She's been eager to meet everybody that she's come across today.
And is she aggressive or anything at all?
No. Okay. No, she's not aggressive at all. She does well with most other animals. There are the occasional animal that she just doesn't like their personality, so mm-hmm. they don't mesh very well.
Yesterday I was up at the doggy park. Speaking of animal behavior, I was up at the doggy park, and there's a gal that brings her dog, and I'm in the little side, so she brings in her big dog, and I don't know why she thinks it's okay to bring her big dog. And this has always been a kind of a controversial thing. She brings her big dog into the little dog side. And when the dog starts to get the burr up on the back of the neck, I say, well, your dog's definitely got burr. And she's just gone through some major medical things. So you never know if, like, you know, the dog, the alpha thing is protecting her or whatever. But then she took him over to the big dog park, and there was a dog that hadn't been fixed. And, so I really thought there was going to be a fight that broke out, and I don't know if, you know, when other animals pose a threat, if they want to mount, or they want to do things like that when they haven't been fixed, they're in a more dogs can smell that, and that's probably where what you're talking about when there's certain, an occasional dog this one doesn't like.
Yes, yeah, but the majority of the dogs she does do great with.
Okay, well, you know what? I think she's a great looking dog. She's just been laying here. And like I said, she comes over, she's got like a little pink nose even.
Yeah, you know, one thing I do want to mention is starting on Monday, running for 3 weeks, you can adopt any pit bull or pit bull mix, great dogs like Lola and many others at our shelter, for only $35.
Is this a pity kitty?
It is a pity kitty special.
It's a pity kitty special, and this is a great way to pick up a good dog. She's laying here, she's on the leash, she's just, you know, very quiet and calm.
And if you have any questions about the breed, we're there to help educate you. So please just ask us any questions and we'll
okay,
help.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of your dog?
You could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
That's great. And, you know, thank
well,
you
Spencer,
so much for what you
thank
did,
thank you
Spencer.
So much. And I'll also love your hair. Every time you come in, you know, either it's blue or it's, you know, you've had all
because
different
kid,
colors and cuts.
Because of the kids. Isn't Spencer just
well,
spraying
I don't care if
head?
He does. It's nice to see him being creative.
Well, I'm going, well, then
now it's just out of control, though.
We just want, okay, Eldon, you need to come in with your head sprayed red, white, and blue on Monday. All right.
Why not?
Okay, hey, great, everybody.
Go on
down there and
Super Bowl
and
hangover.
Pick up a great dog.
Hair hangover.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Super Bowl weekend, and tomorrow is the Super Bowl of crab feeds. We'll be right back.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 7:18 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. January 30th, last Friday in January, is a portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates. If you're looking for something for Valentine's Day, boys and girls, you should. And it should be at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop, right across from Sierra Gibbs. He's got it for everybody. Estate jewelry, loose stones. Have him get back into the big safe. Yeah. You know, you talk about the big bopper. Get back into the big safe because he has got some values there you can't believe. And he has sales going on all the time. 45 years in the business, 21 years there. This man is there to stay, and he has got just great, great deals. Good guy. Interesting to talk to. Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Snowpack this year is 12% of where it should be right now. 12%. This is not good. You know, I think everybody should put their lift ticket on their coat and just buy lift tickets. It's kind of like, you know, like you're looking for, you know, the gods of snow and water to rain and snow, because we are this is not good.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it except for to pray and hopefully that, you know, we've had these experiences before, and they do go in cycles. But let's talk about Saturday night. Saturday night, tomorrow night, is the One Safe Place Crap Feed. This is like the biggest social event of the year, like 1,000 of your best friends down at Anderson Shasta Fairgrounds, you know, down in Anderson. And Carl, you're going to be emceeing along with Ed Rollman. And it's a really big and really fun event. I don't think we've missed a year. Maybe we missed 1 year.
We missed 1 year because there was another event at the same time, and we kind of like we were asked to, I think, MC it or be there for that. But it's going to be great. So, doors open like 4, but to get into the food doesn't open up to like 5. And then the food, and then the parade with Julie DePrada as the crab princess or queen.
Well, they usually have Julie. They have wonderful silent auction items, and this year they'll have great live auction items. They're not having silent this year?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think they're having their Dutch raffle. I think I read that someplace. But
okay.
Who cares? It's all there to raise money.
All right, but there's great live auction items.
Oh, my gosh.
They usually sell out. Are they sold out?
Yeah, well, I think there's still some tickets left.
Okay.
I think they were close, but there are still tickets left. So, see, what happened, if you've already got tickets, tables reserved, I think there's like 600 people have got reserved tables, but there's plenty of other tables, and people line up, so they make sure they get everybody in there and they get someplace in, because once you start eating, now, make sure you bring your crab fare stuff. I mean, they provide everything, but if you want to bring your butter warmer or, crab cracker, well, those kind of things.
Maybe your bib.
Your bib. Maybe you want to, frankly, my our friends.
You know, we have little forks.
Ted Ariano brings I've never seen it, but he brings a silk bed sheet and puts it around his neck. And then
just
he sits all around. In case they drop the
clam chowder.
The clam chowder on him again, like they did like 4 or 5 years ago, and I never let him forget that, of course. Something great happened. Robert and Ann Morgan. Robert and Ann Morgan were fixtures in this town. I think he used to own Crown Motors, and he sold it.
How about still fixtures?
They're still fixtures, but he passed away, and then she passed away this summer. But they have left
in
such
memory.
An indelible imprint on this town because they love this community, and they wanted their money to help this community. One of the things they did was they built the Morgan Adoption Center out there at Haven Humane. What a beautiful gesture.
It is a beautiful center.
But the latest is they left $1 million to the North State Symphony.
Yeah.
$1 million.
As you would say, oorah.
Oorah. The mm-hmm. North State Symphony, their nephew came up and he presented the check and all this. And
wow.
He said, frankly, they'd be embarrassed that if we were making a big to-do about this. But you know what? What a great thing to do. These are people who do not lose their faith in writing. I have not lost my faith in writing. People are going, it's just, it's whatever it is, we can get through this. We have outstanding people here. When you think, we have some people along the road. Yes, we have people that think that the sidewalks is a perfect place to go to the bathroom. But we have so many great people out here that are working so hard to do so much for everybody. I mean, I've met them. They're county employees or city employees. They are private individuals. They are public individuals. Sometimes when we have our elected representatives here. It's a republic, and sometimes you don't like what they're doing, but it doesn't mean is that they're not appreciated. We've had people on here that were elected representatives that we've given a tussle to, but it's always with respect. But the thing about it is I never forget, and people should never forget, is that they're putting themselves into the arena there. And you know what? If you don't like what they're doing, fine. And this is the greatest thing about this country is that you just don't reelect them. We don't have coups. We don't have where people, run into other people's houses and shoot them. You may not like one thing Obama does, but guess what? He is going to be the president for the next 2 years, and we hope that they can get together and work. And if we don't like, what the Democrats are doing or the Republicans are doing, then you don't elect them. Obama was elected twice, and now the Republicans have swept through into the midterms. Okay, but the bottom line is this: is that we need to get together, we need to work harder to so that we can work together. Now here in town, there are things going on, but it doesn't mean that Reading is a lost cause by any means. Not even close to that. It was just, they just had this article came out, said Reading is one of the best places in California and maybe in the United States to get a job. Uh-huh. Well, it's like every statistic, you could probably read things into that. So anyway, a big shout out to the Morgans. I realize they're no longer here, But just the thought of what the Morgans did, and wouldn't that be great if more people felt like
and,
that?
And an exciting thing that's happening with the North State Symphony, too. I just got an email from Yvonne Mazzotta, and last time on the spot with Linda Bott, that they had a guest conductor in. I interviewed him, and what they're doing is there's four of them that are going to be coming through, and we get, as the public here in Reading and in Chico, get to vote who is going to be the conductor for the North State Symphony. So it's almost like they come in and kind of audition for us. And so I don't have his name on the tip of my tongue, but I really would like to be able to interview him. The last guy was great and was funny and very charming. And of course, you know, beyond a conductor, you have to do public outreach. There's all kinds of things about why should you be involved with the symphony and children's programs to bring in to appreciate, you know, the what the symphony does and so on and so forth. So anyway, so that's happening. While we're doing shout-outs, I want to say a couple of belated birthdays. Patty Bay. A happy birthday. Barbara Harrison. And your sister.
My sister. And I now have a new great niece. Or grandniece. Whatever
third.
The third. She's just Rebecca. Congratulations, Rebecca and Matthew. Congratulations, and of course, for my sister there.
Emery.
You know, another, she's a grandmother again. Emery. Mm. Emery, what a nice name that is. Hey, just before we go on our break, a couple of things. The Reading and Searchlight editorial. Don't end the Electric Utility Commission. Well, we're having the president of the Electric Utility Commission, Adam McElvain, will be with us today. We talked to Missy MacArthur about why she wants it to end. Brent Weaver will be with us Tuesday, another city councilman, and we will ask him. He voted before, and see what his vote is going to be on that. But this is the second time the editorial board has come up, and we've actually agreed. The first one was not moving the public comment to the end of the evening. You know, we lost on that one big time, and so now here we both think is that give the EUC a chance. Give them a chance. They've been there. They're up to speed. Why throw away $45,000? I mean, where is this? These are some really good people here, great minds, and the fact is that they can be a big assistance. Why are we so adamant when I say we, the city council and Missy, wanting to get rid of them? Is it because it was a Gary Cad, Rick Bassetti, Patrick Jones idea? As she pointed out on the show, she says, I voted against it then. And so she still does. She doesn't believe in commissions or committees. Yet we have many commissions out there, as we talked about, that are out there to help our elected officials, the Planning Commission, all these. And yet we don't want to do away with them.
Well, now, wait, let me just go back when you say she doesn't believe in commissions or committees.
She said that. She says, I don't think that we should have commissions. I may be paraphrasing her, but the reason – no, and I don't mean that in a bad sense. She says we're the ones that make the decision. Well, that's true. But if that's the case, then why don't we get rid of all the commissions? They're out there to help and to kind of be for oversight. This thing – and a big example is this pilot lawsuit. It's going to have a huge impact on this city if it continues. What are we going to do? I mean, when you're talking about major – major loss to our general fund if this thing goes forward. I mean, it's $6 million a year, and you think we're having problems now. Stand by. $6 million out of the city budget is going to be, that's astronomical. I can't even, we're just starting to hire back policemen. What's going to go? $6 million. That's a huge thing. If we'd had a committee then, could something have been done or said or brought up? Because this was brought to the city council back then in 2010, said, don't do this. Don't do this. This is against this Proposition 26. I don't know. Anyway, but Brent's going to come on and talk about it next Tuesday before the meeting. And again, a big shout out for the Morgan family.
That's fantastic.
It is just fantastic.
That's fantastic. Well, coming up, we have scheduled Karen Hoyt. We're going to be talking about the Go Red luncheon, which is happening next week. And that's always great because the Go Red is definitely about women, health, and heart disease and heart health. And I've attended, three of these, and it's the most fascinating speakers, very educational. I mean, there's such a nice thing in getting together. Oh, okay, let's get together and have lunch, and isn't it nice? You know, at a big, I think it's at the Holiday Inn. And then all of a sudden, boom. Okay, then you come into focus really why we're here and how many survivors are there. It's a wonderful event that's happening. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but we'll find out more about who our speakers are going to be and what people can learn, and et cetera. So you want to say this portion of the show is brought to you by?
Oh, I can. Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive, Inside Espresso Joe's.
That's right.
Best coffee bean prices in all of the North State. You can go in there and get coffee beans by the pound and flavored coffee as well. And tea accessories, wine, and it's just a good little hang. So,
and brew mm-hmm. beer. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there. And veterans always get discounts.
They support our veterans.
Very supportive. You know, Joe and Shelley are. I mean, you can't say enough about them and how they support our – and to other people that support our community and do it in a great style. It's 731, 55 degrees out there, KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Good morning, welcome back. Oh, you know this is... Okay. Casey and the Sunshine Band. This is like... I would love to party with... Love to dance and have a great night. This is Casey and the Sunshine. This is totally my era, okay? I would wait in line. I usually say that, you know, that's the primo compliment that I could give is I would wait in line to do, you know, and I know he's been around forever and, you know, they probably.
I don't know, are they still the Sunshine, what is it, in the Sunshine Band or is it the Sunshine, you know, like in the sense that it's the Sunshine geriatric group or
no walkers allowed.
Sunshine Retirement Home.
Well, why don't you can rock in your walkers? Remember, in Dancing with the Stars, they did that whole thing with the grannies who rock.
Oh, that's right.
And they had their walker. They did a whole thing on their walkers. I think it was a Broadway show, like a skit from a Broadway. It was hilarious. Okay, there's a lot of sightings for bears, you guys. But before we go into that, Carl's pointing at one of his reads. So go on.
I'm not. I want to hear about bears.
Okay.
Know? I mean, just because we have a certain thing we do.
We'll do it.
For six
I know.
Years,
you're so.
And we just. And you're right. I'm.
Don't ask
about
the Marine to get off
things.
His course ever. Bear safety tips. I want you to know that we just had a couple people in the room. Actually, Savannah said that she had a friend that did a video of a bear outside of her apartment in downtown Hilltop. Okay. So this is real and true. Bears are really being sighted around the Reading area. So it's actually headline news today, and inside they're talking about the bear safety tips and the searchlight. So if you don't get the searchlight or you're wondering about this, aren't they cute and cuddly? Okay, if you encounter a bear in your yard, here are some safety tips. Slowly back away. Do not approach the bear. Even though you think they're cute and cuddly, they can rip your face off in a split second. Do not corner the bear. Allow the bear plenty of room to pass or withdraw.
I don't think that would be a problem with me. What about
once
you,
Once you're
Elvin?
Safe, no. Well, the dogs, you never know. Once you're safe, distance away.
You know, you're right. Elk killer would take one down. Take one down.
Encourage the bear
it.
To leave by banging pots and pans, turning on lights at night, setting off your car alarm, or making other loud noises.
Like with a 308 Winchester.
If you encounter a bear in your home.
In your home.
You know what? Besides getting out those things that make your heart start again.
After you'd used a defibrillator to get your heart started and you've got a bear in your
yes.
house.
Do not approach the bear. It's not like the bear is – this is not
again,
a fairy
I don't
tale.
Think that's a problem. I don't think that's a problem. If a bear's in my house, in the bed, this is not Goldilocks, okay?
Remove yourself from danger when safe. Call 911. Do not block any exits that the bear may use to escape. Bears and other animals are attracted to anything edible or smelly. Duh. But anyway, just remindful. Store garbage in bear-proof containers or store garbage in your garage until pickup. Right. Now, we've not done that.
Well, honey,
we put it out on the street.
You're right. And, you know, guess what? I'm not expecting bears in downtown. But here's the thing. We have people live out on Texas Springs Road. Our friends, their stuff gets gone through regularly by bears. But they're out there where there's a lot of open space. Do I expect a bear to walk down Chestnut and
yes.
open up? Well, you know what? If
there's
that's the case,
lions.
Let him. Let him. Let her. Let the cubs crawl in there and chew on what are they going to have. What?
Okay.
Let's just hope they like Kendall Jackson wine bottles.
A couple other things. Keep food indoors or in airtight and odor-free containers. Put away picnic leftovers, clean barbecue grills. Keep pet food inside and bird feeders out of the way. Pick up fallen fruit as soon as possible or protect fruit trees with electric fencing.
Let's just talk about this for a second. First of all, why do we have bears in the middle of town? Okay, and the reason is there's no water.
There's a drought.
And there's no food. So they're moving down. The other reason is that we stopped hunting bears. We cut back on, and there's half of the bears were hunted last year than they were harvested last year than the year before, which means there's more bears being born. More bears being born is going to be more bears. And so now the bears are looking for food because there's not enough food because of the drought because they're not letting people hunt. And now they're going to come down into towns. Unfortunately, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And so what happens next is nobody's luckily been hurt by a bear.
Okay, two more things that I thought I would not have thought of. Remove cosmetic fragrances and other attractants, including bird feeders and compost piles.
Well,
you know, we have people here.
Bears are on the boards. They eat everything.
Okay.
They eat everything. They eat garbage. They eat it all.
Lastly, install or request bear-proof trash containers or dumpsters. Now, we have some friends that live right downtown, and they've had bear sightings. You know who we're talking about. Well, anyway, so they're down by the trail. They live
right.
close to downtown. Right. Now we have some big greenbelt areas. What about Mercy? You know, Mercy has that whole canyon. Well, maybe that's a good way.
Well, that's
the homeless camps will be cleaned up.
The illegal camps are down there keeping the bears out. You know, there's another reason. There's another reason to have illegal camps. They keep the bears away
homeless.
From the hospital. Come on, illegal camps places, and it's keeping the bears away from Reading. All right. Hey, there's some other things. I never once in my life ever watched American Idol, ever, or Dancing with the Stars, or The Voice. Never until I married I married Linda.
Well, and, it was part of my life. I understand that
still,
whole.
And it still is. So, but the thing about it is, so now I'm there, and it's not enough that I sit there in the same room with Dawn.
You know, have another room and watch TV if you want.
Well, but I don't. She goes, "Well, are you leaving?" And well, I don't have to watch this. We can watch something, you know. But she'll enjoy this. So
I tape it.
So I sit there. But it's not enough just to sit there, huh, gents? It's not enough to sit there and share by just sitting there, maybe reading, you know, a American Rifleman, a National Geographic. That's not enough. Or, you know, looking at the iPad and some stories. No, no. Now I have to comment on the different people, and I have to listen. And what do you think about that? Now I have to comment about what they're singing, saying, dancing, whatever. Oh, look! Oh, you're not looking, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I'm looking. I mean, this is not easy. So I mean, and I said, well, what do you think of this one? Oh, yeah, blonde hair. Okay. No, her voice. Oh, no, don't ever take her. Don't ever. And Linda is invariably right on these things. She goes, oh, that one just doesn't move me. Oh no, and she's picked the winners of The Voice. An American Idol, right, for like 6 years in a row. So,
well, but
I understand how the process works.
No,
so,
I don't. You know, you can try to understand, just like I can try to understand what it was like for you to be in combat.
No, I understand the process where people come in and they audition in front of somebody.
Oh.
I understand that part.
Okay.
I mean, how do you get on? I don't understand how they pick them because they come up with these weird things they say, and I go, "Well, I thought that was really good," and they're all going, you know, and they throw them out.
But well, a North State woman is heading to Hollywood for American Idol. Kayleen Sholin, 20, of Red Bluff, got her golden ticket on the show, advancing her to the next round. Kayleen Sholin, a 2012 graduate of Red Bluff High School, auditioned for the show, now in its 14th season. And, you know, this year it's been really fun to watch. I've been watching the auditions. They're broader. They're more colorful. They're picking people that are, you know, really are kitschy and interesting.
I knew you were going to use
and
that
I
word.
Think that America is ready for different. And, you know, I mean, it's not just 20 cute and, you know, that, even though that's appealing. I mean, there's one guy that was on there that was just like, I said, "Ooh, it's so cute," you know. Show finished.
What do you think, Carl? Oh yeah, he's cute. No, he's America's number one guy. I can tell that right here. Let me go back to Cheaper Than Dirt here. I'm looking for a sight for my rifle. You're not paying attention. Yeah, no, I am, honey. I am. Of course, I'm talking to a wife that still puts Hello Kitty Band-Aids on. So anyway, okay. Hey, let's go. Are you finished with that one?
I just think it's really cool. I think that's wonderful that somebody from the North State has got, even though it wasn't aired, her audition wasn't aired, it showed her with her gold ticket. And I would have been, in my youth, if that show had been on when I was in that age of, I think you can't be past 26, I would have been the person that would have waited for 3 days and camped out to audition. And then you think about how many levels you have to go through before you actually get into the room with the judges. And there's a lot of putting yourself on the line for that. And it's hard. I know what it was to stand in line and audition, go through several auditions back in the day in L.A. And it was it's hard because there's so much rejection. You have to really lay yourself out there and be taken apart.
Well, the question also is that you see someone come in there, they're just so horrible, absolutely horrible. That, you know, it's almost like it's a caricature. So they must be picking those too to say, you know, because, I mean, and they're just terrible. And so they have to get by like two levels, like you said, before they get in there. So anyway, okay, enough of that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his associates.
This
have.
Year, we do the bottom house.
That's right. We're giving Martin a call this month, and we're going to get underneath the house. We're removing a tree, a huge tree that goes first, and then underneath the house, he is redoing the whole duct system and all of that.
Completely taking everything out.
Moving out tons of stuff.
Debris
that's under there. Anyway, but that's Martin, because Martin does a great job. He charges very fair prices. He guarantees his work. He gives warranties, any type of maker or model of air conditioner or heater. He can do it. Give him a call, 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we are right back after these messages.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Friday, January the 30th, 7:48 in the morning, 55 degrees. Going to be a nice day today. In fact, it's 20 degrees warmer today and tomorrow than it is for the average norm. Doesn't look like there's any chance of rain until next week, maybe next Thursday or Friday, which we don't like. Snowpack is down to 12% of what it should be at this time of the year. But good morning. Welcome back. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated firearms dealer, long guns, pistols, sales. Always has great sales going on, prides himself on his customer service and the ability to do just fantastic gunsmithing. If you need any type of work done on your guns, it's two really well-trained, including John Bastiani, gunsmiths that are down there. His people that he has working there are just really good people. Nobody ever speaks down to anybody. I mean, I see them, how they work with people, and they are really, truly helpful and want you to find the right firearm that you're looking for. Again, give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms always has a bunch of stuff going. Hey, you know, I saw, they send out the consent calendar for the city council meetings to us in the media, I should say. So everybody gets it, and I probably don't read them as much as I should, but I've been reading them lately. Just see what kind of neat things they have in there. And on, talking about resolutions, one, of course, is they're voting on the EUC. And we're going to have Adam McElveen and Michael Quinn on to talk about that. But one of them, and it goes into it, a lot of stuff is just kind of like, consent calendar and all that. Number 9. Though, Mayor Sullivan, Francie's bringing this up, regular calendar reports and communications of departments, boards, existing process that is utilized by individual council members to place an item on an agenda. What does that mean? Existing process that is utilized by individual council members to place an item on an agenda. I've got a quite, you know, I sent an email to Francie last night. I don't expect her to answer it today, until today. Discuss the existing process that is utilized by the individual council members to place an item on the agenda and make any modifications that may be necessary. What does that mean exactly? Discuss the existing process where a council member comes in and says, hey, I want this on the agenda. What are the modifications that may be necessary? Is this the place where Francie says you have to have a majority of the city council to agree to put an agenda item on the agenda? Does this mean is that what they're going to do is effectively silence two members of the city council, or could? In other words, if Francie and Kristen wanted to have something on the city council and Missy and Brent and Gary said, no, we don't want that to be even be on the agenda to be discussed, that they could vote it off. Is that what they're saying? Is that what Francie means? I'm hoping that that's not what this is about, because what that would do is effectively disenfranchise the people that voted for members of city council. This is a citywide, this is a non-partisan election. You don't care who's Democrats or Republicans or independents or greenies or whatever. But is this what she is? Is this what Mayor Sullivan means? Discuss the existing process that is utilized by individual council members to place an item on the agenda and make any modifications that may be necessary. If that isn't truly the case, that she wants to make it a majority of the city council has to vote yes to put an agenda topic on the agenda, effectively cutting out a city council member or two, this smacks of censorship. This is disenfranchising all the people that voted for him and say, you know, Gary Cadd had 15,000 people that voted for him. Brent Weaver had 19 or 20, whatever his huge number was. What if they vote not to hear him? Hey, no, Brent, you can't put an agenda item on the agenda. You can't put a topic on the agenda. Is this what this means? I hope it doesn't. But if it does, what does this mean in for the freedom of speech that we're starting to kind of wonder about anyway, with the way some of the votes are going there, here, and being able to hear the other side at the city council. Anyway, you might want to take a look at it. You know, the agenda's been published. It came out last night, and it's under number 9, a regular calendar reports and communications departments. Mayor Sullivan, existing process that is utilized by individual council members to place an item on an agenda. Recommendation, discuss the existing process that is utilized by individual council members to place an item on the agenda, make any modifications that may be necessary. I just don't think that they would just dump people like that. Well, Brent's going to be on next Tuesday. We'll ask him about that. We asked Missy. Missy doesn't like that idea. At least that's what I think she sounded like when we were talking about it. That's good. That's good. Okay. Your cake guy. You already talked about your cake guy, right?
No, have not.
You didn't? Oh, talk about this guy.
I told you at the break. I thought that was really cool because, well, we attended an event one time recently, and it was, I think the KCNR was involved in it. And one of the gals, another KCNR was involved, it was about the KCNR cake. We bid on it, and we had to go to another event. That was it. So we said, okay, we'll buy it for this particular amount, and hopefully nobody will bid over us. So we got this incredible KCNR cake. We were so impressed with the cakes. They had a beehive cake. They had a camo cake. They had cakes with shotguns on. They had our KCNR cake, and they had some other, like, just artwork. Well, from there, I went over to Sublime, the guy who owns Sublime. We actually have had him on the show. He's such a star. You know, you look at this kid, he's got the, you know, kind of the mohawkish kind of, you know, hair going, and he's just like cutting edge, and he's just a true artist. And he's right here, Sublime Cakes off of Park Marina. Well, His name is Wiley I don't know if it's Zachary or Satchery, sorry. He's appeared on a new Food Network show, and that was a chance of a lifetime, not just because of the exposure of his Reading business, Sublime Cake, and the chance to win, but to meet the man who got him into cake design from punk rock, Duff Goldman. Love it. He appeared with his mother-in-law and assistant Jackie New on the second episode of Duff Till Dawn, Goldman's series in which two cake makers compete to craft a confection creation. The episode premiered this Thursday evening and a large crowd watched, okay, of course, right here in the North State. So another one of our great stories about what's happening in the North State and the people in it that will choose to be here and that are just have their hearts in the right place and rock on. That's all I can say.
I put a blog into the paper the other day about possible changes to military benefits. And one of the things that we talked about is an all-volunteer force is expensive. It just is because they're volunteers. And you have to pay volunteers and take care of volunteers. The only other option after that is when you ask the question, how much is it worth to keep your kid out of war? And keep them from being drafted and keep them out of wars. And if it's not, I mean, if you say, well, you know what? You know, we're paying too much to these guys, these men and women, you know, they should get less than this and this. Well, then fine. Let's bring back the draft. I think, frankly, that's a good idea anyway. But here's the panel urges changes. And one of the things I said, it's going to be out yesterday. The top U.S. leaders and members of Congress reacted cautiously Thursday to the recommendations of an independent panel to change the military's retirement and health care systems. It would save $20 billion over the next 4 years. Well, we could do that by, you know, reducing benefits to illegals. It allows some of the programs to operate more like existing federal employee systems and gives service members and their families greater flexibility in their health care and retirement choices. I have no idea what that means because I have not been able to somebody sent it to me last night. I wasn't able to open it up on the iPad. I'll try today on the computer. It's pretty big. Anyway, so we'll see what that means. To be more like federal employee systems. And it said there are no immediate recommended changes to military pay, but this means that some of the existing federal systems would probably have something to do with health care and retirement. And they said they would grandfather everybody that's in the service now, adding that the goal is to make the programs more efficient while ensuring that service members get the same or greater benefits. We'll see. Let's hope. And as I said blog is that the guy that headed this up says, frankly, we don't care about your budget. We're just saying these things that need to be done. So we'll see. See what happens. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just got a phone call that you were mentioning item number 9 that will be on the Reading City Council agenda next Tuesday night.
Yes, sir.
What was brought up at the last meeting by Mayor Sullivan was they wanted to look at how items were put on the agenda. As to whether they wanted to change the way it's done now. The way it's done now is a council member can bring an issue up and put it on the agenda. So I would imagine that maybe they have an idea of changing something because the actual issue says and make changes as necessary. I don't have it in front of me.
No, that's what it says. I hope it's just maybe it's just a technical thing and not.
I'm hoping that too. But we'll have to wait and see what is brought up because it's really wide open the way it's written, so they could do whatever they really want to do.
I would hate to see him say it has to be a majority of the council that puts something on the agenda because that could just effectively kill two council members ever putting anything on the agenda, and that severely impacts their thoughts, their ability to get things out for people.
Well, that's true. And then see that another thing's coming up on the consent calendar is the second vote on doing away with the Reading Electric Utility Commission. And that issue, I'm going to ask to have it taken off the consent calendar and put on the open calendar because this issue needs to be discussed. I mean, take a look at the editorial in the paper today.
Absolutely.
It looks to me, and I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush, but it looks to me like there's a large portion of the community wants to keep the commission, and quite possibly, I'm not wanting to direct it to anybody, but maybe the council and staff don't want to keep it. So that's, well, Well, talk about it.
Well, we know how you feel, Gary, and we know how, and we've talked to Missy about it, and Brent Weaver's going to be on Tuesday to talk about it. And you're right, though, the Record Searchlight had a real good editorial about keeping it. A lot of people keep it. We got Adam McElveen that's with us, who's the president of the UC, or the chairman of the UC. He's going to be on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk to him about why they should be there or why it should leave. Anyway, hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Have a nice day.
You bet. All right. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to hit the news and be right back after that with Adam McElveen and Mike Quinn.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney will not run for president in 2016. 3 weeks after unexpectedly saying he was considering a third campaign for the White House, former Massachusetts governor told members of his staff this morning during a conference call that he is out of the running. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes today after a government report came out indicating that the U.S. economy slowed its growth pace in the final 3 months of last year, growing at a moderate rate of 2.6%. U.S. consumers more confident than they've been since January of 2004.
The University of Michigan says its index of consumer sentiment increased to 98.1 in January from 93.6 the month before. Consumers say the prospects for the U.S. economy are the strongest in a decade, and half of consumers expect the expansion to continue another 5 years. The Michigan survey is the latest evidence of strong job growth and falling oil prices have lifted consumer spirits.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Russia's central bank has cut a key interest rate, which it had hiked to support the ruble, in order to keep the economy stronger there. Following today's announcement, the ruble dropped 1.6% of its value to 69.8 rubles against the U.S. dollar. Russia's economy has been battered by lower energy prices and Western sanctions. Sanctions over the incursions into eastern Ukraine. Fighting at a fever pitch there today, at least 12 civilians killed in the fighting. You hear here as it was aired on Russian RTR. Don't put away your snow shovels just yet, New England dwellers. More snow on the way, starting with a system tonight that could be accompanied by strong winds, according to Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
The storm will be developing off the mid-Atlantic and New England coast, and as it does, the winds will be picking up significantly, especially Friday night into early Saturday. So it's going to be very windy across New England.
Forecaster Bob Orovec, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
An independent commission is calling for some big changes in military retirement and health care benefits. We get more from SRN's Wally Hines.
Including allowing troops who retire after 20 years the option of taking a lump sum payment. The changes would allow lower ranking troops to invest in 401k style plans with matching government funds. The recommendations would eliminate TRICARE, the current military health care system. Active duty troops would continue to receive care at military facilities, but future retirees, dependents, and reserve members would be moved to the same plan offered to civilian government workers.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. The pilots of a helium balloon flying across the Pacific Ocean have matched a duration record as they approach North America, marking another historic day for the team that's already surpassed a distance record along the way. Troy Bradley of New Mexico and a Russian co-pilot matched the milestone early today when they hit more than 137 hours. This is SRN News. You show me somebody who can afford to buy a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl, and I'll show you somebody with several $1 million in their advertising budget.
The 32nd spot is going for a record $4.5 million. That's up from $4 million last year. A lot of these guys are actually going to spend $9 million because a lot of these ads are full-minute ads. So.
Adweek editorial director James Cooper. No admission for new pediatric care patients if their parents refuse to get them vaccinations. That's a policy now at the office of Dr. Charles Goodman in Northridge, California.
We see a lot of babies less than 1 year old who have no opportunity to get a measles vaccine and may have no protection. And we didn't think it was fair for parents to bring children into our office who might have contagious diseases like measles and put the other kids at risk.
The new policy comes amid a measles outbreak that's now spread to more than 100 patients across 14 states and Mexico. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on January the 30th, 2015. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. Good Friday morning to you. Super Bowl weekend. And, you know, we're going to be glued in front of the TV. Can't help it. We love to watch the whole thing go down and who's going to win and all the commercials and the pre and the post. And I love all that. Again, 8:06 in the morning on this Friday. It's currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 73 today. Clear tonight with 46. Our forecast calls for sunny on Saturday around 76 and Saturday night around 43. Sunday, our temperatures lower a little bit to 71 with a slight chance of rain on Sunday night. So barbecues will still be good. Don't think about that except for the bring in your grills after you heard about the bear news. Anyway, the weather's brought by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
365-5-3793.
Well, you know,
I know. I just
moved my new glasses.
I moved
today.
The cheese right then. You know? You talk about me and me being anal, and I am. It's true. You know, tomorrow, ooh, of course, also is the veterans for women veterans out at the Frontier Senior Center. They got over 100 women veterans showing up there. Big shout out to Jersey Mike's and for providing the food along with Mike Quinn. And KLXR and KCNR, we're also, I mean, I'm just saying as that we're also helping with this. Wind River is providing the venue there at the Frontier Senior Center and picking that up. A lot of people see La-Di-Da Hairstyling is giving up, you know, giving all types of giveaways, and Dr. Maria Salas with massages. You know, it's a good effort, and it's the first time they've done it up here, and this is a huge turnout for considering it's the first time to try and get women veterans together. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Owens Pharmacy has six locations in the Reading area, open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. But the best thing that they have going right now, besides just their pharmacists are just outstanding and people are friendly and all this, they have MedSync. MedSync allows you to have all your prescriptions synced up so on one day, they're all due them one day at one time, so you can pick them all up at one time right then. And if you can't make it that one day or that one time and you need them, Owens delivers for free. That's right. Owens delivers for free. And their pharmacist is somebody that knows you, that makes sure that you're getting the right prescriptions. That's what they pride themselves on, is to take care of their customers because they treat you like they would their own family. Owens Pharmacy, great place to go. Locally owned, locally operated. In the last few weeks, there's been all types of consternation on, for a variety of reasons. It started back in last November 6th when Walt McNeil came on and said on the show and said this pilot lawsuit, November 6th of last year, and then you can check out the archives. He talked about this pilot lawsuit and how big it was, and the fact that the city could end up losing $30 million out of a fund that's already been paid, and $6 million a year out of the general fund. about the and of course now it's come to fruition in the sense that Monday Walt was back on, and the two of the three justices in the federal court agreed with him, or in the California courts agreed with him and said, yeah, that's this is an unfair this is a tax and should not have been done, should not be levied on the people, even though there's pilot programs in a lot of other places. And I don't know if you realize, but you know, a lot of the fighting on this that's being supported isn't just being paid by Reading. This is being paid by other municipalities and other big companies out there. Because if this one wins in Reading, it affects other pilot programs throughout the state. I mean, multi-million-dollar programs throughout the state. So at the same time, we're talking about this. Walt also mentioned, of course, the Electric Utilities Commission, and which started about 18 months ago. So today we have, and it's in the danger of being voted out here next Tuesday. So this, so we're going to, today we have on the chairman of the Electric Utilities Commission, Adam McElvain. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
And Mike Quinn, who is here from, who's a member of the commission, and also KLXR, owner of KLXR, and former candidate for city council. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Adam, tell us what the EUC is.
The EUC was started a little more than a year and a half ago to really with broad strokes of what we were allowed to do. And we'd spent the first year being educated by city staff, you know, visiting the different departments, going on facility tours. The depth of RU is pretty extensive. It's an extremely complicated business, and there's a lot of ins and outs. And so for the commission to be able to make solid recommendations, you know, we needed some time to be educated. And we really were just starting to get our feet rolling. We'd done a financial management policy and a strategic plan, which both were pretty significant milestones within the last 6 months here.
Okay. So you've been up and running for how many months?
Just a little bit over a year and a half.
Okay, a little bit over a year and a half. And since then, I mean, have the parts that they're talking about is the what's come out of the commission. We've got like six or seven things running through here. I'm sorry if I've lost my train of thought. But what's come out of the commission, and so right now it's all been up to now is learning what's going on, right?
Well, it was the first year.
Right.
But within the last 6 months or so, we've done two pretty significant policy recommendations and worked with staff to help contour those for approval from the city council. The strategic plan was an eight-month process, and we did go over the financial management policy for probably 4 or 5 months.
Okay. So, and this is $165 million business here, Mike?
Yes, it is. I'm going to disagree a little bit with I keep hearing that it took us, you know, 18 months, a year to get up to speed, you know, on some of the items. But right off the bat, we started into the financials, and we actually had a financial subcommittee to go through the budget numbers and how things were being reported. And that committee went through, made, you know, the report out, handed it to everybody, and then we took that away. So financially, we were well ahead of the curve, and that was something I recognized in immediately looking at the financial statements. Something was wrong with them. Mm-hmm. And it came out that they do a half-cash, half-accrual budget. And a half-cash, half-accrual budget will never work, doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it exploded this last meeting that we had because I looked at the financials, which we were given that day, and immediately said, wait a minute, there's something wrong with these numbers. How can your reserve account just rise up as much as it did? You know, go up, you know, $5.7 million in 1 month. Well, they said, well, that's because we, instead of writing a check on November 30th, we wrote it on December 1st. That's the problem with half-cash, half-accrual budgets. If you write a check 1 day earlier, it goes into this financial statement. Accrued takes care of all of that. So nobody knows where they stand when you do one of these. And so we put together this financial analysis of what really happens and how their budget works. And we were told that the budget was half cash, half accrual because that's what the city council could understand. Literally, that's what we were told, that's why they do it. Because the city council can't understand the full accrual system.
Okay.
Well, you know what? If we have a city council that can't understand a full accrual system, that we need to have a new city council. That is insulting, and it is not accurate. They don't know where they're at until 6 months after the year is over. You can't correct anything.
So this is something the Utilities Commission could do?
Well, we went and sat down.
Did you brief people with this?
Absolutely we did. We put these out.
Who did you brief?
We briefed the staff there. I met with Barry Tippin and Mark Haddad, and we went through these numbers. These numbers have been vetted. These numbers are accurate.
So, and what did they say when you briefed them on this?
They agreed. Well, they agreed with what I said. As an example, in the year ending June 2011, they budgeted to lose $7 million. By their half-hash, half-accrual basis, they made $6 million. That's a $14 million shift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can you be accurate when you got $14 million? Well, it turned out that the audited statement said they only made $500,000, which was still $8 million more than they budgeted. So if somebody accepts the budget in June at making $6 million, but then you're, you know, $6 million short of that by the audited statement, there's something really wrong with how these numbers are calculated and what people are being told and decisions that are being made based upon the accuracy and timeliness of these numbers. We were on top of these financials. So, yes, some of the other part, you know, learning the process and all that, but there were certain areas that we hit, and we hit hard. So it did not take us eight – and I've heard somebody say, well, it took you 18 months to get up to speed. That is not accurate at all.
Okay. All right. Our guests are the chairman of the Electric Utilities Commission, Adam McElveen, and member Mike Quinn. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carlin Lindabot, it's 818. Just want to let you know in the 7:30 segment of the show, we were saying that Karen Hoyt was going to come in and talk about the Go Red Luncheon. Well, every now and then in all of our schedules and things that go on, Karen thought it was later, 8 o'clock. So she's going to be on Monday morning, and we're so excited because these things happen, and we're excited to have her come in and talk to us about one of the incredible speakers that's coming in. It's so educational what happens, what we get to hear with the Go Red Luncheon and heart health, and it is women's heart health, and how it, things can happen to you. And in fact, this, when Karen gets here on Monday, we're going to hear some incredible information about the speaker.
Their speaker here is just, and it's a local woman, and I'm not going to give up any more than that, except that what an incredible story she has. But this Go Red and Luncheon is just outstanding. Hey, getting back to our to this portion of the show, though, it's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down to Jeff Wirth's place. He's a veteran and has a great business, and one guarantees his work on Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip in your windshield or cracks over 24 inches in length, he'll fix it. If he can't, here's the best part, integrity. He'll just say, I can't fix this one. So Jeff Wirth, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Give him a call at 241-8373. We're having a... today we have the EUC, the chairman of the EUC, Electric Utilities Commission, Adam McElvain, and Mike Quinn, who is a member of the commission. Adam, what was your charter for the EUC? And Ed, we'll get to you in just a minute.
Well, the Electric Utility Commission, we were given a really open slate when it started. And there's really, I think, two things that we do primarily. And that is that we provide more substance in recommendations to City Council. So when there's serious issues facing the utility, staff makes the recommendations. We discuss that with staff. We'll make changes. We'll ask questions. And then those recommendations move on to the City Council. Second, and
the
I
City
think,
Council makes the final decision on it, of course.
On everything,
on
of
everything,
course.
Right.
Primarily, though, I think what's most important is that we are a citizen oversight committee that provides accountability and transparency to the electric utility. Without the commission in place, which is seven members who are all qualified in their own right and experts in what they do, without the commission in place, there's only one city council liaison that provides citizen oversight to the electric utility.
Who is that right now?
Right now that is Mayor Sullivan. And If you ask any of the commissioners about this move to eliminate the commission, they all know that it's a mistake. And they realize that because of how much time and effort it took for us to wrap our heads around that.
Well, let me say this. If you listen to Councilwoman MacArthur, she said that she's talked to a couple of them who thought it was that the commission wasn't accomplishing anything and should be done away with.
I don't know if I believe that because I've talked to all seven myself. Why would they be on the commission and not resign if they don't feel that it's necessary? That doesn't make any sense.
Are you losing two people off it?
There were two terms that were up in April because we were staggered, so that would be the two-year mark.
Okay.
I know one of them wanted to re-up, and the other gentleman, I'm not sure where he stood, but one of them definitely wanted to stay on the commission.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what people had told her or the people that she had talked to.
Right.
Okay, so your charter is transparency on a $165 million item. Or budget, organization here, which provides electricity. And, the lights are on, the power's running, all this. And we don't have brownouts, we don't have these things. Obviously, the REU is running. All wanted to make sure it runs more effectively?
There's absolutely no question that we have an electrical grid and staff that keeps the electricity on. If there is an outage, it is rerouted. It is
good,
you're brought back
there.
On. Yes,
yeah.
I mean they that's not the issue at all. Do we have this? We have redundancy. We've got all kinds of things out there. So if you have a problem, we have electricity.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Ed, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, Ed.
Hey, I've got a question for your guest. And for anyone who wants to find this, you can find it at the RU website, Redding's Electric Utilities Tactical Action Plan. And my question is in regard to their highest priority financial goal. This is from page 38.
Okay.
One, develop rate structure and rates that equitably recover costs. To me, that means time of use rates to cut the subsidy that REU provides with its flat rate structure to certain class of customers. Every day in the summer, REU sells electricity during the midday at way below cost and overcharges at night and adds service fees to make up for it. And I want to know from your guests whether the change of rates that has to be done by REU sometime in the future is part of the reason for the little kerfuffle over the closing the commission.
That's a good question.
Yep. And get their views on time of use just in general, if they'd like.
Yeah, and what he's talking about, you know, of course, you know, is the major use of electricity is during the day, and yet it seems like they're adding more on tonight. And is this part of what you all are looking at?
Absolutely. We haven't had a chance as a commission to have a rate hearing yet. The rates were set on two-year cycles, so they were set just before the commission started, mm-hmm. and we haven't come back to that issue yet.
That is coming up very shortly, right?
Yes,
it looks like they're trying to get rid of the commission before they do that.
You
are right on with that. You know, the budgets and all that is something that is coming up, and all of a sudden we're not needed.
Right.
That's a very good point, Ed. Thank you very much.
He's correct. With the regulatory pressures coming from Sacramento, RU is going to have to change. We have to start using renewable power, and that is going to change how we produce power. So there has to be a system put in place where RU can function and stay in business with those new structures. So I'd imagine that we will see in the next year or so a new rate structure in place that does charge more during the day and less at night.
Okay, there's other questions, too, about people that are off the grid or people that use a lot less. They're still being charged a certain amount. Well, is that going to be addressed, too?
Everything's going to be addressed on that. They do have issues with people who go to solar mm-hmm. and use some of the facilities, use some of the power when they need it, and then they're not being charged as much. And, you know, there's a fairness to that. If somebody's getting a benefit and they're not paying anything for it, then that's something that, you know, they need to have a fair and equitable position. So somebody who's entirely solar but somehow uses some of mm-hmm. the facilities, yeah, there should be a charge to that, and we're going to address those.
All right, let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning. Do you have a comment or a question?
I have a statement and a question that I'll take off the air, but I wanted to first say thank the gentlemen for their dedicated work keeping the people of Reading informed and their accountability.
You're welcome.
And I wanted to thank Carl and Linda, but you guys too, for bringing these issues to the forefront of the public here in town through your radio station. Anyway, my question is, I believe, and I wanted some clarification on the fact that I believe that the city, I don't know who in the city that would be, but that the you people on that commission have received a letter that you're no longer hired or you're no longer needed. This has even been sent to you prior to the upcoming meeting in February where they make the final decision. So if you would like to comment on that, I would certainly like to hear what you have to say.
Okay, what Howard's I'm sorry, Howard, but what what Howard's referencing is Barry Tippin sent out an email to all the members of the commission a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out before the vote. Is that right, Howard?
Yeah,
okay.
That's
what he was talking about.
That was correct, and you know, it's I think it's evident that staff is really trying to expedite the elimination of the commission.
Well, McNeil said that's a violation of the Brown Act. I mean, I don't know. I've got other people checking on it.
It should be. I mean, that was something that, you know, and it's been said by other people too that, you know, hey, see you later. You're done. You're gone
before the vote.
Before the vote. What's that all about?
I handed, you know, it seemed like a little soon. I mean, we think they'd wait till after you were gone before they said goodbye, before the final vote, you know.
I didn't get a gold watch.
I'd like to get back to what is really important, I think, mm-hmm. here is that it's very obvious that we're moving into a new era of how we produce our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And since we have a municipally owned utility, the public gets to participate in what decisions are made moving forward.
That's real important, Adam, because this is not a private held company like PG&E. This is public. I own part of this. So do you.
Exactly. And with the removal of the commission, we have effectively silenced any public participation in moving forward. Staff's going to come up with the plan, the technology roadmap, how we move forward, and it's going to go straight to council and be approved. So there isn't going to be the vetting process that I think is necessary over the next couple of years as we make these new policies to move forward with the changes in the energy industry. And I think that's a really big deal.
Okay, something that's important, too, in reaching out to the people out there is, and we have been able to stop some of the questionable theories that people have. People have called me constantly in the 18-plus months that I was on there and asked me questions. Because we were brought up to speed, I was able to stop and say, wait a minute. You don't know what you're talking about.
The old conspiracy theory here?
Not so much conspiracy theories, but just things that, you know, that they didn't know about. They didn't think we were being addressed. They didn't think that was being done right. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of things, policies that are in place there that people just don't understand. That's what we're there for. Is we are there to say, look, we are citizens just like you, and therefore we're looking through this. But not everything that you hear, not everything that you think is going on.
Yeah.
And we've been able to dissuade those.
Yeah, people
arguments.
Need to understand this isn't just a, look, city council, what they're doing. It's also, hey, look, people, this is what they're doing. And,
yes.
And it's a good thing. And, Adam, that's a very good point you made, especially in the future here. I mean, the rates are going up because we're having to use renewable assets at a certain percentage by the year 2020, 30%. And they're not counting hydroelectric as being a renewable asset. And I never can figure that one out. So there's a lot of things going on. This is a public-owned utility owned by the people, you could say, and managed by the city government and managed by the city council. And so there should be public comment and everything on this. But I don't think that that's happening if the UC will go away. I'm not crazy about commissions or committees. And I'll tell you why, is that a lot of times I've seen them be thrown out there because the city council doesn't want to take action on something. So they throw a committee out there. I think in this one, the fact is that we've got some larger oversight commissions that are there to help the city council and to help the people. You know, it's still the city council has to make the decision on it. All right. Adam McElvain, chairman of the Electric Utilities Commission. Mike Quinn, a member of the commission. We're going to take a quick break. Charles and Kay will get to you as soon as we get back from these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Friday morning at 8:34. Love it. Let's rock on. Yeah, it's going to be a great Super Bowl weekend. Beautiful weather. Looks like the pretty much it's a clear and fabulous weather until Sunday night, where we have 20% chance of rain. But today our temperatures are going to be the highs of 73 and clear tonight with temperatures around 46. It is currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. And my goodness, do we have a full and active show this morning. We have callers waiting as well. So let's get on with it.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, veterans, Man's Last Stronghold, a great place to get your haircut. It is the place to get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Our guests are the chairman of the Electric Utility Commission, at least for another month, Adam McElvain and Mike Quinn. The final vote on this is going to be, it's on the agenda for the final vote. To do away with the commission is Tuesday. Last time they voted on it was 4-1 to do away with the commission. And let's hit the callers first, and then go right to the main complaints. Was that one, you haven't briefed the city council on anything. That's the first one. The second one is the cost of it, the $45,000, and three is staff time. So, but let's get to callers first, and then address those. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question or comment?
Mostly comments. The upcoming perestroika of the rate structure, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to have so-called time-of-use pricing, although I hope we don't, because if we do, that's going to mean surveillance devices on every domicile. Surveillance devices meaning smart meters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And?
And going on to, the next bullet point here, because we've just got an overabundance of time, as you know. That is that one of the complaints that was raised in the by the people who want to get rid of the commission was that the commission meetings are sparsely attended. Well, last I checked, the Community Service Advisory Commission meetings are also very sparsely attended, and yet there's not one peep about doing away with that. So
yeah, that argument's a little weak, because if that's the case, we do away with the city council too.
Well, you could do away with a whole bunch of stuff. I mean,
a lot of people don't show up.
It seems at the very least, a scorched earth policy concerning anything that was brought forward by either Patrick or Gary. And considering the upcoming perestroika of the rate structure, which may mean tiered rates, for the people who use the least electricity pay one tier, and so on and so forth.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things going on. That's for sure.
Technology roadmap. I mean, right. These ideas need to be fully vetted, and if you chuck the commission.
Who's going to do that?
The opportunity to vet these ideas.
Well, Francie Sullivan is the liaison, so she should be up on all of these.
She
should be. I mean, that's her job. Anyway, okay, Charles.
I know, but these ideas need to be in a more public setting than just
one person
receiving a phone call or getting a few PDFs that they may or may not read.
That's true. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. All right, let's go to Kay. Kay, good morning. Do you have a question? Good morning, Kay. Do you have a question or a comment to our guest?
I have a question and a comment.
All right. Let's hear it. We're ready.
Oh, hi, Carl.
Hi.
Adam and Mike and Linda.
We're here. We're ready.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Carl.
I think that if I remember correctly, the reason, one of the reasons that we reinstated the commission was because people were getting red ticketed.
Yeah, one of the reasons was is that why were they turning off? This was why are we turning off the electricity for people?
And I've noticed it seems that situation that the commission addressed that, and also I've noticed that now there's a 1 day grace period for people who pay. You know, if you miss your due date. And mm-hmm. you pay the next day, you're not charged.
Well, that was, you know, Kay, that one was a couple years ago, if I remember right.
But that was what, that's what
established it,
what
you're right.
established
yeah.
it. And the other thing is, I would like to see a breakout, an itemized thing on where they come up with the $45,000 that it costs. I worked on it, I was on a committee. And we would talk to the staff a lot, and nobody ever charged. I mean, we were never told that we couldn't talk to them because they were being charged and it was costing the county too much. So I think that I'd like to see a breakout of, because these city employees are being paid anyway, you know, and obviously people in the city are not doing their job or we wouldn't need this commission.
Well, you know what? That's what we're trying to find out, though, is not so much they're not doing their job as, you know, maybe how they come up with the thought process. But thanks a lot, Kay. We're going to talk about that right now, in fact. Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, how do they come up with the $45,000?
The $45,000 is staff time. And I haven't seen the exact breakdown of hours by staff person. I think it's probably fairly accurate. You know that it cost that much because it was estimated to cost between $100,000 and $200,000.
Really, so it was kind of an estimate and budget. Mm-hmm. When the budget was between $100,000 and $200,000, it came in at $45,000.
Right.
Wow, isn't that a?
And I think
that's a good thing.
Staff, to me, staff does a tremendous job. They're all extremely talented and they're very professional. The issue is that staff always does what's best for the utility, and that's important. However, it. What's best for the utility is not always what's best for the ratepayer, and that's why you need a citizen watchdog group in place so that they can represent the ratepayer, make sure that the rates are fair, and that the business going on, the accountability is there for the utility.
Okay. Mike?
I think that you know that's what you said is very true. We haven't seen the numbers. Remember, $45,000 is over a year and a half, so that's only $30,000 a year.
Right.
So if we budgeted $100,000 to $200,000 to this and we came in at $30,000, I think we need to get a gold watch here as we walk out the
what
door.
What about the argument that you're using a lot of staff time here?
You know,
and we're short 30 people in the electric utility.
In a meeting, Director Tippin was asked that question directly. What would you have been able to accomplish if the commission didn't exist? And he said, I couldn't think of anything. So the question is, what is the commission preventing staff from accomplishing that they couldn't get done because the commission exists?
Yep. That's a good question.
A lot of those 30 positions or linesman's positions and things like that are out there
That's what I thought, too. Is that
right.
It's not just the management we're talking about there.
No, and
right.
They wouldn't be somebody we would be pulling in there and asking questions and having them. And they've gathered a lot of information for us. They put together some great presentations that explained everything. Those presentations now are in the archives, and anybody can go look at those.
People need to know about them. Okay, here's the bottom line in this, and I agree. Councilman MacArthur says they never presented anything, never presented anything to the city council. Adam, you all had a formal presentation?
We haven't
to the city
had a
council.
Formal presentation to the city council.
And why?
Why is that? The city council's our bosses, and I don't know if it's our prerogative to say that we're going to make a presentation. But they can ask for it at any time. There are direct bosses as a citizen.
So you're ready to give presentations?
We could give presentations for hours.
On what? What would be the first thing, though?
I think the first thing would probably be the technology roadmap, in my mind, as what we're looking forward to. The technology roadmap is going to be done in 2015. And that's when the decisions are going to be made to are we going to use a smart grid? Are we using smart meters? Are we doing solar?
Have you already done your study on this already? You're ready to present that?
I've been studying and researching solar power for 6 or 8 years. So the commission has spent a lot of time discussing the different renewable options. There's right, a lot of different moving pieces.
Right are now. You all ready to present a do a presentation to the city council on the technology moving forward?
I could do it right now.
Okay, so you all ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
The only thing you need to do then is say call them up and say, hey, we're ready.
Exactly.
All right.
We had an open hearing on the strategic plan in which we got to ask the questions, and we did that in the city council chambers, and, mm-hmm. and all the city council was there listening to it, what we were doing. That was a 367-page pamphlet that we went through. I know Marcus Patton.
That's not a pamphlet. That's a it's called a tome.
Just less than Obamacare. But he went through and printed them all out and had his lines on every single page that he had a question on. I went through and just copied the pages out of that I was going to have a question. So mine was about 30 pages. So we spent a lot of time looking at that, and we asked those questions. I didn't see the city council ever ask the questions that we asked when that was presented. They just voted on it and passed it. Because one of the things was we said, yes, this strategic plan, the way it's written and all that, we approve of it. And they were able to take our recommendation without having to read those 367 pages. That was a huge – how much time is that spent?
Well, we have to take a break. Let me go into this one. Is that the fact is that the time that's spent and the things that you can do, I find, you know what, the money's already spent. And it's much less than what they had budgeted for, $30,000 a year. And the bottom line on it is that y'all are ready with a number of presentations to them that to do away with them. Otherwise, they have to come up to speed, and it's going to take some time. And that was one of my big questions was, and we talked about it, is Brent's a businessman, but it's still going to take him a while to come up on. I mean, this is a very complex thing. We had some really smart people working on this. And Kristen, it may take her longer, according to Missy, I think that's what Missy said, because she's not acquainted with how that thing works, but Kristen is a quick learn. But not to use what you've learned up to now seems unusual.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because with all the other things that they have to do, with the public safety issues and all, it's not that we only had one issue. That was REU, and we spent a lot of time on this. You take a city council person who's got every issue in the world coming at them, and do they have the time to sit down and go through all these presentations like we did? We're there to serve, but we're there to serve the public out there, and the public needs to say, we want representation on there from you. And we were chosen by this. We were chosen by city councilmen.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't like, guys that were just on the street with nothing to do. All right, hey, we'll be right back after that. Terry, we'll get to Terry as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Rabo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, 56 degrees out there. It's going to be 20 degrees warmer than usual out here. Weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, our guest today, the chairman of the EUC, Electric Utility Commission, at least for another month. Adam McElvain and a member, Mike Quinn. Let's go to the phones. Terry, we've only got a couple minutes left.
No problem. Adam, you made the comment that city council's your boss. Well, I would submit to you that the people are city council's boss. And I think what you guys are doing is a necessity. The other thing is Missy had made a comment about basically not really liking committees. Well, she belongs to a slug of them because she talked about that yesterday. I called Brent Weaver, and he is going to be listening to you. He's in a meeting right now, but he's going to be listening to you guys on this archive once that it's posted. Now, what is it you guys would say to the city council, the two of you? What would you say to them in lieu of the fact that you are not only citizens, but you belong to this commission and why it is you totally believe they should keep it?
Okay, that's a good question, Terry. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Okay, Adam.
Well, first of all, I haven't seen any good arguments to get rid of the commission. And if you read today's editorial in the newspaper, it's very thorough, and there's some great information there to get a synopsis of what's going on. There's also no doubt in my mind that the public really wants this commission in place. I'd imagine if you put it to a vote to the people, you'd probably get something 70-75% mm-hmm. of the people in town want this oversight commission in place. The other thing is what the council, they've had two full meetings with the new council, and they voted to eliminate the comments at the beginning of the meetings.
Yeah, they just moved the comments, which they can do, to the end
right.
of the meeting, which I think
voting,
is a mistake. But.
They're voting to get rid of the commission, and now
right.
I hear that they're voting on how items can be agendized.
Yeah, that's going to be on there, too, which is a very interesting that to me is extremely interesting.
From a public perspective, the council, to me, is really sending a message loud and clear, regardless of what their motivations are, that public participation is not wanted at the council level. And since they've started, they've taken steps at every meeting to silence the public in different areas.
Well, you know what? I know what you're saying, Adam. And I'm not supporting or not, but the people that ran, you know, like Brent and Tristan.
Yeah.
I don't see that in that type of thing. I think that they will listen here, but what Terry said is, why should you stay? Because that's one of the things that I was asking is, why should you as a commission stay? What are you going to – I know you're going to provide – both you're going to get a chance to answer this, but what is it that you – why are they wanting to get rid of you, and why should you stay?
I don't know exactly why they want to get rid of us. There's been several arguments made, as
right.
I said, which I don't think any of them hold water. But the reason that we need to stay is because the utility itself is larger than all the other city departments combined.
Right.
It's extremely complicated. There's a lot of very important changes that are coming up in the next couple of years. There needs to be thorough public vetting and thorough public participation in that process. The people need to have a voice in where the utility is going. So to me, that's the primary importance of keeping
okay.
the commission in place.
All right. And Mike, both of you all said during the break, there's 30 or 40 things a month that come up that are really big things.
That's the
staff report that nobody would ever see, right?
That's right. Now, we are there, and if the public doesn't show up, we are representing the public there. It's very, very important to realize if you look through these staff reports, we've been on this pilot thing for months. You know, it's just breaking right now that this pilot lawsuit out there, this has been a subject of discussion, and it's been they've been reported to us for months on this. We're on top of these issues.
Well,
and like I said, we don't always, you know, people don't say, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that, or you let them do this. Well, we've gone through and we've vetted what they've done, and we've seen the reasons that are done. And if we say, hey, we agree with what the REU is doing here, that's fine. There's a lot of it, most of it. There's some things we don't agree with. And you, the people out there need to know that we are looking at everything. We just don't say, hey, because somebody's upset in the public, we're going to go along with their agenda. No, we are going to research it. We're going to find out why. And we've been told the whole story about what's going on in the utility world out there. And, mm-hmm. and believe, I say world, not nation or state or anything like that. Literally, we're affected by things around the world. And we've been given great presentations, and we were able to say, okay, yes, we need to look at this. But we are coming up on a critical period of time, and the public needs to know that somebody's in there looking at the budgets, how they're done, looking at the rates. And these are very important, and they're happening right now. Plus the lawsuits that are going on. How are we going to get through these?
That reminds me, besides the fact that, you know, November 6th of last year, we brought up the pilot lawsuit with Walt McNeil, and it was like, and I actually had friends that told me, nah. You know, I mean, very, very educated friends that are in the, you know, and that in the dealer days, okay, I was wrong, you know, about that. But here's the other thing. There's another investigation, or should I say, I don't even know if the investigation's the right word. The IRS
is looking at
things that we're doing here in the city. The IRS is seeing if it's right.
Reading Electric Utility makes several million dollars a year selling natural gas on the wholesale markets.
Mm-hmm.
That gas is purchased with tax-free municipal bonds. So for probably the last 8 or 10 months, there has been an open IRS investigation to see whether or not Reading Electric Utility can sell that natural gas on the wholesale market legally, and if the practice is a good practice. So,
is it what happens if they find out? I mean, does anybody have any? Nobody knows what's going to happen with this thing. But this could have a huge impact too, right?
It could have an impact because that is almost a cost-free. You don't have linesmen or anything like that that are charged against that. That
right.
is a buy and a sell. There may be some people who are doing the purchasing and selling, but it's a very small cost. It's a huge profit to the REU. Yeah. Again, you know, we've got a major lawsuit here, and somebody better be out there looking, and the people better know that there's somebody.
I never knew about this. I don't know. I'm sure that somebody's mentioned this before, but
that's why you have a commission that's on top of these things.
Adam, should REU be a separate entity from the city manager?
I think that's a great question because there's a lot of. I think that's almost a question that you'd have to go to the voters for, whether or not they want REU intermingling with the city. Because I know that there's a lot of speculation as to the practices of transferring money from REU into the general fund, and are the ratepayers being treated fairly? You know, $2 million a year goes from the REU into the general fund that are just late fees from the utility each year. That's a significant amount of money. Could that money stay in REU and help people who are having trouble paying their bills? Could it lower rates? So there's a lot of people that are nervous about the practices, and it does, when you have that sort of relationship, it does leave.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything that Kurt Starman is nothing but more than accomplished, and Barry Tippin, you know, two
right.
stand-up straight arrow guys and all that. But it's a big entity there. And when you have the REU, the guy heading up REU works for the city manager. This has been brought up before. I was just wondering, you two have been studying this, and I don't have enough knowledge or background on it, but should it be two separate entities that, I mean, we're paying them to do this work. Great. You know, so, okay, I was just wondering from your viewpoint. Okay, we got like 3 minutes left. Adam and then Mike, or Mike first and then Adam. Final thoughts on keeping the EUC.
Okay, well, it was brought up that we don't report to the EUC. Well, that's really kind of funny because, to the city council, I'm sorry. And, when I brought this up in my campaign for city council that, you know, we needed to report, it was shot back at me by a current member of the council who won a seat that they get reports and they know what we're doing. So, therefore, there was no reason to have the Electric Utility Commission report to
who
the council.
That? Who said that?
Francie Sullivan.
Okay. All right. And Adam? I'm just wondering.
Just as a personal note, I'm a huge believer in public participation in local government.
Sure.
And I think that the more participation you get, the better, especially when it's informed. And so, with the commission in place, we've spent so much time seven very bright and intelligent citizens who are also
hand ripers. Selected by the city council.
Hand selected
because
by the
you
city
all
council.
Are entrepreneurs and businessmen and students and numbers guys.
And we don't get paid. I'd like to point that out. We're volunteers. We've spent countless hours. So has staff. Worked very well. We didn't come out of the gates guns blazing. You know, we came out to learn. To create
assault. You had nothing. You had no axe to grind here. You just wanted to find out stuff.
We needed to create a good foundation. And it's interesting that the council feels that we've been too quiet. Whereas I think if we'd come out and been very aggressive, we would be at the same result that
okay.
we are today.
Well, you know what? Our guests have been chairman of the Electric Utilities Commission, appointed by the city council 18 months ago. Adam McElvain and Mike Quinn, who's a member of the commission, and now they're in danger of being dropped. Missy's last thing she said was, "Well, look, if we need it, we'll just reform it." And I was thinking, "Is that
you have another year of bringing new people up?"
I mean, it can be. Anyway, thank you so much for being here today, explaining why you haven't presented things and what your side of this is. We're going to have on the vote's going to be next Tuesday. Brent Weaver's coming on the show Tuesday morning, so we're looking forward to talking to him. Also, thanks a lot, guys, for being here.
You.
Hey, Carl and Linda Baugh here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you at the Crab Feed tomorrow night,
and Super Bowl, and see
one safe place.
We're taking bets today on who's going to win, Deflategate or not. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. Will he or won't he run for president next year? Mitt Romney has answered that question.
After flirting with the idea of another campaign, Romney told supporters during a conference call that he will not seek the White House in 2016. He said he gave it considerable thought, but decided it's best to give other leaders in the Republican Party the opportunity to become the nominee. Romney said it's unlikely that there are any circumstances under which he'll change his mind. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
President Obama is pressing Congress to spend $215 million on so-called precision medicine. It would involve tailoring your medical treatment to your genetic makeup. White House aide Joe Handelsman says it means
moving beyond this one-size-fits-all kind of approach to medicine and instead approaching disease prevention and treatment by taking into account differences in people's genes, their microbiome,